Now, of course, the signing of the treaty has received massive coverage in the media and is being analysed by commentators from all angles. But how do the citizens of Prague, the common people, feel about the Russian-US deal that may mark the beginning of a new era in disarmament? Sarah Borufka went out onto the streets of Prague to see what people have to say on the subject.
The tight security measures accompanying the signing of the landmark nuclear disarmament treaty by the Russian and US leaders are palpable, even here on the other side of the Vltava River. More police officers are patrolling the streets of Prague Center than on any regular day. The sound of army helicopters can be heard even over Wenceslas Square. It would be hard to find someone who doesn't know what's going on, and many Czechs seem to be proud that their capital was chosen as a site for such a significant political event. Some Prague residents I spoke to had this to say.
What's important is that each such summit increases trust between two countries, and that has a great deal of significance. And at the same time, I think it's an honor for our country. It's good that it's here. It gives a chance to make the Czech Republic more visible, and it's great that we have the opportunity to host two such important political figures.
I think it's really good that in the Prague, because the Prague is more, it's in the center of the world now, and the treaty, I think, is really important for normal people because they can feel safer. So it's more significant than some real consequences for people.
I'm glad that it's in Prague because I think it's kind of, we can be proud on it.
42 years after the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia and the brutal crushing of the Prague Spring Movement, the Russian president is now in Prague signing a treaty that will cut nuclear weapons and is hailed as a step towards world peace. Although President Medvedev described this treaty as a win-win situation for everyone, many Czechs remain wary and find it difficult to accept Russia as an ally.
I would not sign anything with the Russians. I don't mean Russians as a nation, but as a political regime. Russia is not a partner to sign treaties with. It's not a trustworthy partner, and I don't consider Russia a democratic regime.
I'm concerned because Prague is now full of Russians. You can see them everywhere in the streets, so I'm concerned. From what we know about the past, I would definitely not want that to come back. I'm not saying we're threatened by another Russian occupation, but I would not want Russia to have a bigger influence here either.
Nechtěla bych, aby měl vliv větší Rusko tady v Čechách.
I think the change in politics is really great, that we're moving away from perceiving Russia as an enemy and are moving towards seeing Russia as a partner. I think that is really good.
It is the persisting mistrust of Russia that has led the US president to stay overnight in Prague for a dinner on Thursday evening with the leaders of 11 Central and East European countries, whom he wants to convince that in forging closer ties with Moscow, Washington is not selling out their interest and security.
My thanks to Sarah Borufka. And that's all we have for the time.